Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 12:04. Bloomington police say a search effort that enlisted volunteers to help look for a missing IU student is coming to an end. Police Chief Michael Dykoff says officers will shift their focus to investigative leads. 20-year-old Lauren Spear vanished June 3rd following a night of partying with friends. In front of one of the country's most popular grilling holidays, the government is reminding people to remain vigilant when it comes to foodborne illness. Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack says people at the grill or in the kitchen need to be clean and make sure their food is properly cooked and properly chilled.
We want you to clean surfaces and utensils in your hands when you're handling food. You need to separate the raw food that you're using on a cutting board from anything else that that you might be preparing.
The effort also comes after 16 people died and hundreds sickened in a European outbreak. Purdue students will no longer be disciplined if they seek medical attention while intoxicated. The school announced the interim medical amnesty policy yesterday. Purdue officials will decide this fall whether to make the move permanent. The people have picked a winner. Greg Mexstrat's Monument Circle idea was voted the favorite by the public. The idea incorporates existing urban design and increases green space, making it more pedestrian-friendly while encouraging interaction. Mexstrat used to live in Indianapolis and will be awarded $1,000. The judge's favorite design idea was a proposal from a firm in Paris. Today's sunshine, highs up to 85 degrees. Overnight, mostly clear skies with a low near 81. Tomorrow through Friday, more sunny skies expected with temperatures rising by Friday into the lower 90s. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.